With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Former President Trump's lone remaining challenger is his former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley, who needs a strong showing in New Hampshire, as campaign 2024 correspondent Joey Hudson reports.
I think the big question for Nikki Haley is how strong will she be in New Hampshire? And can she stay in this race much longer? She has to have a pretty strong showing in New Hampshire as she heads to her home state of South Carolina. If you look at it, most of the elected officials in her own state, again, Senator Tim Scott, whom she appointed to the U.S. Senate, has endorsed Donald Trump.
Correspondent Joey Hudson. Also at SRNews.com, the U.S. Navy's top Mideast commander is talking about those ships that were attacked by Houthi rebels. Rita Foley has more.
Vice Admiral Brad Cooper, the head of the Navy's Fifth Fleet, tells the AP that Iran is very directly involved in those attacks on merchant ships in the Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden. He calls them attacks on the international community. Many ships are bypassing what they now consider a risky route, instead taking a longer trip around Africa's southern tip. What that means is higher cost for shipping, and that could push up global inflation. The U.S. has launched 7 rounds of airstrikes on Houthi military sites recently. The tempo of Houthi attacks on shipping appears to have slowed for the time being. I'm Rita Foley.
Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk, vowing to keep supporting Ukraine against Russia's invasion, announced a new military aid package during a visit to Kyiv that will include a loan to purchase larger weapons. On Wall Street, the Dow had 137 points, the Nasdaq adding 67 points. This is SRN News. The pro-life message is resonating with younger people.
A new poll from YouGov and Students for Life of America indicates that 2/3 of Americans ages 18 to 42 support some kind of limits on abortion. 54% of that demographic also agrees with the statement, quote, human rights should begin in the womb. And the survey reveals 75% of young adults of voting age want restrictions on abortion from the point of viability onward. Abortion will be on the ballot in several states this fall. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democrats in Congress expected to begin 2024 by making a new push to get the long-dormant Equal Rights Amendment enshrined into law. Pro-life advocates warn that the legislation would be a way to get around the Supreme Court's 2022 decision overturning Roe versus Wade. Some Democrats also think that it can be used to defeat state laws designed to curb the LGBT agenda. This is SRN News. More than 30,000 university professors and support staff have launched a week-long strike against the California State University system. Correspondent Jackie Quinn with the update in this report.
Instructors, librarians, plumbers, and other members of the California Faculty Association have walked off the job for a week on this first day of the spring semester. They're demanding higher wages, more manageable workloads, and increased parental leave, just like they did last month during a one-day walkout. The university workers are rejecting the chancellor's offer of a 5% raise, which is far below the 12% the union's seeking. Workers say the school could tap emergency reserve accounts to pay for the salary increases, but administrators say they cannot use those funds. I'm Jackie Quinn.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.